This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. During a recent webinar, the staff at Agricultural Economic Insights went over the current economic conditions that the agricultural industry is facing and what might lie ahead for next year. AEI's David Widmar says the drop in farm income from 2022 to 2023 is large, but it's important to keep things in perspective.
It was a big number, $40 billion, almost a 25% decline. That sounds like a shocking, scary number, especially when you put it in context of high production expenses, high fertilizer, high interest rates. But as we talked about earlier, it's still historically a really strong year. And it's really the artifact of coming off of a record high number. When you start to revert to the mean after a record high, you're going to have some big adjustments.
Widmar says that big drop between 2022 and 2023 was driven in large part by animal agriculture.
Value of animal production. A lot of this is coming out of the hog sector. Poultry is not doing very well also. And so a lot of the farm economy hits came out of the animal side. Higher production expense accounted for about $16 billion. Lower direct payments, almost $5 billion. Interest expense, that one kicked in at almost $9 billion of an extra upturn here.
For more information on AEI's economic insights for agriculture, just go to aei.ag.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.